Hey there, I'm Kate, your podcast host and part of the e-learning team here at eMoney. Whether this is your first episode or you're catching your fifth, welcome to eMoney's knowledge-based podcast. Today we're talking all about reports and presentations within the platform. Anand K, eMoney product owner, is here with me to share all the details. What are the differences between reports on the Reports tab and reports within the Decision Center? How do reports and presentations within eMoney show the impact that smaller life events and financial decisions have on your client's big picture? We're talking about all of that and more. Hey Anand, it's great to have you on the podcast today. Before we dive into telling our listeners all about reports and presentations, I'd love for you to tell people a little bit about who you are and what you do here at eMoney.
Hi, Kate. Thanks for having me here to tell a little bit about myself. I currently work as a product owner with eMoney, joined eMoney a little more than 4 years ago. And I'm currently the product leader for a couple of areas in the financial planning module. So started off as the product owner and the product lead for our reports and presentations area. And since then, I've also, you know, sort of handled feature development, product development across a few other areas in financial planning, decision center, some of the solvers in there, fact finder. So typically, you know, sort of handling product development across all of these areas, converting some of our strategic vision and priorities into actual deliverables. That's what I do.
Awesome. Thank you for sharing that. Yeah, reports and presentations, I know, is only a component of all that you bring to eMoney and all that you work on here. But that is what we're going to focus on today. So I do want to talk a little bit more about that. Some of our listeners may have a lot of experience using reports and presentations within the application, but we also might have listeners who aren't yet familiar with these tools, or maybe they're new users altogether. Can you tell listeners some basic info on what the reports and presentations feature in the application is?
Sure. So in the whole financial planning workflow, in the various steps in the journey that a financial advisor takes, reports and presentations help our advisors or planners communicate the information coming out of a financial plan. The advisor may be creating a financial plan for the end investor. That information getting communicated to the investor, that happens via reports and presentations today. You know, sort of in eMoney's landscape, Fact Finder is the process where you have data gathering, then interactive financial planning happens via Decision Center. All that information, the investor may be interested in knowing, how is my balance sheet impacted? What is my asset allocation looking like? What's the impact of the plan that you've just created, that advisor has created? So all that information gets communicated in the form of documents or even in the form of web media from the advisor to the end investors via reports and presentations.
Super helpful information for people who maybe aren't as familiar with that feature within the application. And I do think sometimes there can be a little bit of confusion around reports that we're talking about with reports and presentations and also reports on the reports tab. So could you detail some differences between reports that users can find on the reports tab and reports that live within the Decision Center?
Great question. So probably turning it back a few years, eMoney being a financial planning software, most of the planning conversations, most of the financial planning changes or updates or even creating a financial plan by an advisor, the whole journey used to happen in what we used to call a reports product, meaning you'll be able to see the balance sheet or an asset allocation of an end investor. The advisor will be able to go in there, make some changes, make some plan changes, and immediately see the impact of that on a report and make some solver adjustments, you know, if they're into retirement planning, figuring out the impact of change in retirement age, etc., and immediately see the impact of, you know, the changes to the financial plan in the reports and share that with the end investor in the form of a document, which means a lot of those activities used to happen in that same product area, which meant that reports was sort of doing or trying to cater to multiple focus areas, input, calculations, sending out the documents. Since then, like over the last few years, eMoney has taken the strategic vision, and this may probably be a reference back to one of Josh's podcast sessions also, where you would have referred to Decision Center being our strategic interactive planning tool. We've sort of segregated the focus areas between all of these different parts of the tool so that reports and presentations can continue offering that detailed, extensive financial planning data that an advisor can share to the end investors, while Decision Center operates as a strategic interactive financial planning tool. And that's why a lot of content is being moved from the reports and presentations area into the Decision Center, so that both of the areas can have parity and they can continue doing what they have been built to do.
I'm really glad that you shared that because I think it highlights the hearts and minds that go into really creating everything that we offer users, especially through this particular feature. And I think it's cool to give people a look into that. Like you said, it offers, detailed, extensive financial planning data, and it does that as a tool. So I really want to give users a look into, how eMoney thinks about these things. So how does eMoney decide what reports should exist and live within the reports tab?
So here's the interesting bit, right? So we, eMoney, being a really sophisticated financial planning tool, we build all of these content, all of these narratives, and all of those are catered towards meeting different requirements. For an one end investor, the requirement could be estate planning. For somebody else, it could be retirement planning. The financial plan could be catered towards education goals that the client or the household may have. So interestingly, we build this repository of reports to cater to all of these different focused needs, so that whenever the requirement arises, you don't have a one size fits all solution. We have all these different reporting offerings, and anybody who wishes to, access a specific topic have a lot of reports that talk about that topic. So in essence, we build all of this content, and the flexibility is given to the users, and the advisors can choose which reports to access in which context.
Great. Yeah. When you were talking about having it consist of different offerings, I feel like that's a really key point is we really want to have users have the ability to see so many different things, but we also want things to be simple for them. And so I think that that's a really key point to kind of talk a little bit about as well, the simplicity and the easy access of things. Are there easy ways to access reports?
Oh yeah. So a few years ago, we realized the same thing that you just mentioned. Like, the library is extensive, the data is really sophisticated and detailed, but how do we help the users get there quicker, get there in as easy a manner as possible? So we introduced a few really nimble, easy to use functionalities. So eMoney has always had the concept of adding reports as favorites, so that for an advisor specializing in a certain topic, they can favorite a certain set of reports that they frequently access. If their specialization is estate planning, they can go ahead and favorite estate planning reports. Similarly for retirement planning. And a couple of years ago, we also added this functionality called searching for reports. And the same is also now, pretty soon going to be available on presentations, which means the advisor or the user no longer has to remember which report lies where. You just have to, when the context provides a need for access to a certain report, they just go into the application, they search for that report, and at the one click of a button, they'll be navigated directly to that report. So multiple ways we have implemented over time to help the users land on the report that they want to.
I love that. I especially love the favorites feature. I think that is huge in making things simple for users, helping reports in the application just be easy for them to find. So I want to kind of talk a little bit more about some other features. Obviously, favoriting is a great aspect of reports and presentations. But can you provide some insights for users on the templates feature? Another feature that I think is really cool within reports, and kind of talk a little bit about what that allows users to do with presentations?
Sure. So over time, we've kind of seen a lot of interesting insights from this feature. So in essence, what this templating functionality allows a user to do is, like I just mentioned, the requirements of financial planning can be varied, different across different investor needs, which means there's always this tendency to, you know, switch the narrative to focus on an investor's requirements, which means you can create a template and call it, this is my retirement planning template, so that whenever an end investor comes to you and you create a financial plan for their retirement needs, you go to that template that offers a set of reports, and you can see that template or the presentation reflect the data for that particular end investor, so that you don't have to spend your valuable time putting together that presentation every single time you have a retirement planning conversation, right? So it helps reduce a lot of operational effort that goes into the process. And retirement planning is just one example. Any such topic for that matter, you want to facilitate a tax conversation, you have a bunch of reports related to tax, put that in the presentation, save that as a template, reuse that every time there is a tax conversation, and create, even for that matter, an annual review template, so that you can use that across all your clients, which has all the reports that you want to talk about. Save that as a template so that every year you don't have to go through this process every single time. You can reuse that across all of your clients to have a single annual review template, so that the data alone changes for every single end investor. The template, which is a bunch of reports, follows, can be reused across all the client base that you've got.
Super helpful. It is really an all-encompassing tool in terms of the topics that it can help advisors with. And it's great to see the relationship between reports and presentations and how the two kind of intertwine so well together. Is there a recommended number of reports that an advisor should be adding to a presentation? Is it better to focus in on a particular report or a few, or does the limit not exist? I think that kind of talks a little bit about to that intertwining relationship between the two.
Right. So this also goes back to the flexibility that our tool offers. So the software or the application does not limit the user by saying, these are the number of reports you can have in a presentation, nothing more. There's no limit. So the entire reporting library is available for any user to add to a presentation and share that with a client. And typically, for your question on recommended number of reports, it's very hard to answer because the answer sort of varies depending on the context. If somebody is looking for summarizing the information, our recently launched very popular plan summary report offers to summarize a plan in a single page, which means all the high level information of a plan is on a single page. Whereas there could be instances where the client is looking for a lot of details over every single year until their life expectancy, which means you'll have to go through a really elaborate cash flow report and, you know, substantiate that with more information, tax information or asset information, which means you'll have to look for more reports. So it sort of depends on the context, and we have seen our users come back with varied requests, come back with requests on lot more detail-oriented reports, and also ask for reports like our plan summary, which aims to summarize all the plan information on a single page. So it depends on the context and depends on, you know, what you're trying to achieve there.
Yeah, it's great to hear from users too, to understand what it is that they're looking for and what they would like to see to be able to use day-to-day in their business and in their practice with clients. Okay, so diving into presentations a little bit more, within a presentation, you can add a report, and then within that report, you can add a plan and a what if. So it seems like this really allows you to show clients how the little things impact the big picture and the role that they play throughout the whole financial plan. Is that accurate? And can you dive into that a little bit for users?
Sure. So an interesting topic we just touched upon there. So a presentation is a bunch of reports put together, and the interesting bit here is each of these reports can have a different plan. What I mean by that is you can have an asset allocation for your current scenario, asset allocation for the proposed plan that the advisor is creating. You can have balance sheet for your proposed plan. You can have multiple different plans, which means all these reports can cater to what are the plans that you're creating. One could be highlighting the impact of delaying your retirement and thereby your social security. Another plan could be talking about impacts of Roth conversion. Another report could be selling off your business interest and realizing that income. So all of these are different plans, which means our reporting solution or framework is capable enough to cater to all of these different plan data. And we are able to drill into the level of allowing a report to pick a plan and, you know, even running a what if, which means you can really allow a report to say, here's your current scenario for a client. What if this scenario happens? What should be, let's say, for example, what is the minimum additional savings required to meet, to sort of have enough total portfolio assets over your entire lifetime? So you'd be able to do that using a plan selection or a what if, and really diving into the details of every single plan and what if that a report can have. So yes, to answer your question, it allows or facilitates the users, the advisors, to go to that extra level of detail and explain to them the nuances of the different plans and the different scenarios that the end investor may run into by using all of these different reports and presentations.
Thank you. It's really cool to see that and to hear that, because you're so right. Everyone's financial situation is so different, and getting into those nuances for that client can be so valuable for them to see. So I love to hear that. Thank you for sharing that. I would love to hear a little bit more about maybe what one way is that you would like to see users make the most of reports and presentations within the application. And it can be a way that you maybe don't see day to day. Obviously, you get to work hands-on with reports and presentations in the application. So I'm sure you hear so much about how advisors are using this, but maybe there are cool ways to potentially use the tool that you don't see advisors use. Could you speak a little bit about that?
Sure. One tip that we quite often share with our users with this product, with the usage of reports and presentations, is you have the ability, as I just mentioned, to run a report for plan A and compare that with plan B or plan C, which means you do not have to run across and have multiple different documents, have multiple different pages talking about the different scenarios. You have a very nimble functionality built into the system where you can say, I want this report to be added to the presentation. First, for current situation, my base facts, add the same report, choose a different plan that the advisor has created, then a third plan, then a fourth plan, which means back to back across different pages, you've got a real-time comparison of the impacts across different plans. Something that we always share as a tip to our users is to say, add a report multiple times, choose a different plan so that you get a side-by-side comparison or back-to-back comparison across all the different plans that the advisor has created. Something that we want the advisors to use more. And we've also got a lot of these settings, report level settings, to say, do you want a high-level representation of your balance sheet, or do you want to see it across, split across different asset categories? We've recently released a feature for asset allocation to say, here's how we want to smartly group some of the asset classes that you've got so that the report can be represented better. So there are all these report level settings also that the users can start leveraging more so that the outcome is more focused, it's more succinct and concise, and the investor ultimately is able to derive maximum value out of these reports.
That's great. We are definitely always looking to help users get the most out of the features that we offer them within the application. So I'm really happy that you were able to talk a little bit about that. Anand, thank you so much. I like to end with something a little bit lighthearted. Do you have a favorite report yourself? And if so, what report and why? I know that there's a lot to choose from and they do offer a lot, but I'd love to hear from you what your favorite is.
That's a bit of a Tricky one. I'll probably go with a few of them. It's going to be very difficult to narrow down to a one. So I think some of my constant go-to favorite reports, whenever I need to understand a little more of the detail or a little more of where is this number coming from, where is the another money moving towards. So I think in those instances, some of my most favorite reports are the cash flow report that we've got and the asset ledger report, which is more of an advisor-facing report. It helps me sort of understand the details a lot more in general. And I think to add to that list, I'm a big fan of our portfolio analysis report because I think it offers something pretty unique, offers a portfolio level view or an analysis of your entire portfolio, risk versus return. So I think that's a pretty cool report that we have. And I can't not mention the recently launched custom plan summary report. I think it's a proving to be a pretty popular hit with our users. So definitely close to our hearts in terms of being one of our favorites for sure.
Awesome. Thank you. I also love the portfolio analysis report, and so I think it will be cool, and I'm hopeful and expectant that users will leave this episode feeling inspired to go check out more of the reports and presentations features within the application, really diving into that and seeing what it can do for their practice and for their clients and the overall financial planning experience. So thank you so much for joining today, Anand, and I really appreciate the value that you bring and just the knowledge that you bring for our users. So thank you.
Thank you so much for having me. It was a pleasure talking. I enjoyed this conversation. So thank you, Kate.
I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Knowledge Base podcast with Anand. He knows so much about reports and presentations in the application, so I encourage you to take something that you learned or gained from this episode and apply it when you're working in e-money. If you have questions, comments, or a topic you'd like for us to cover in an upcoming episode, let us know. Send us an email at knowledgebasecontent@emoneyadvisor.com. We'd love to hear from you over there, and we'll catch you on another episode soon.